This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a group called the Center for Responsible Lending, which wants lenders to be obviously responsible, but more than that, not to be predatory. Anyway, it's out with a new report this week showing banks collected more than $11 billion in overdraft fees last year, and that vulnerable people in vulnerable communities paid the lion's share of those fees. And that was before the pandemic, which has strained the finances for millions of people. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
As Americans have lost their jobs during the pandemic, disadvantaged groups have taken a disproportionate hit to their bank accounts, says economist Damon Jones at the University of Chicago.
If you don't have liquid assets and cash to fall back on, you're more adversely affected by these income shocks.
The Center for Responsible Lending found that over 80% of the people paying overdraft fees had an average of less than $350 in their bank accounts. Tyrone Ross is a financial advisor based in New Jersey. He says those fees can bleed people dry.
Perfect example. Let's just say my rent is due on Monday. I get paid on Friday. My account has $20 in it. That check won't clear until Tuesday. I pay my rent. It bounces. Now I get hit with that fee.
It's a problem that causes pain in minority communities even during normal times, says Jose Quinones. He's the CEO of the Mission Asset Fund, a nonprofit group that's been providing grants to immigrant families during the pandemic. Quinones says the crisis has made the problem worse.
It really does call for a rethinking of that fee, putting a pause to that fee.
A spokesperson for the American Bankers Association said banks have been waiving some fees and deferring payments during the pandemic. Quinones says pausing overdraft fees would go a long way to helping vulnerable communities.
We need to allow for, you know, creative solutions to come to the fore, because that financial pain is going to get even deeper in people's lives.
But so far, creative solutions are thin on the ground. According to recent research from the Harvard Business School, banks' income from fees on deposit accounts has risen by 3% so far this year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.